me, let us confess our sin. Holy One, source of our renewal.
Thank you.
Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm responsibly. Please read the bold print. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory to God's name. Worship the Lord.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of thunder.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a cat, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord burst forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord all are crying, "Glory!"
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. A reading from Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was
baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Beauty and freedom, because it's in the fun, it's in the beauty
because of the chaos that we unleash into the world and the horrific things that happen that are outside of our control, we often ask the question, in this good creation, why do so many bad things happen? At the same time, we may ask, even though so many bad things happen, why so many beautiful things happen? We wrestle with the problem of evil. There's also a problem of good and beauty in the world. And we wonder, if there is a God, where is God in all of this? What does the Christian story repeatedly say to us? Where is God in all this? God is with us. God is with us. We just are coming off of celebrating the season of Christmas, the incarnation. God taking on our flesh conveys the truth of God's abiding presence, not just with us, but with all of God's creation. That the Creator can take on the creation without compromising or destroying its integrity is a very deep and powerful truth. And today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, who's always paving the way for us, showing us the way of God. Once again, we see here Jesus is demonstrating solidarity with humanity, but not just solidarity with humanity, obedience to his Father. Fortunately for us, in our baptism, we are joined to Christ. And then we are joined to Christ's faithfulness, to Christ's obedience, to Christ's death, and to Christ's resurrection. Because I'm not pleading my works on Judgment Day. I'm pleading Christ, right? It is the faithfulness of Christ that saves me. In Luther's Small Catechism, he writes that baptism is not simply water, plain water. Instead, it is water used according to God's command and connected with God's word. Creation coming from God's word. New creation coming from God's word. Once again, this word has such power to transform us in the world that we live in. The Catechism goes on to say that baptism brings about forgiveness of sins, redeems from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe it, as the words and promise of God declare. It signifies that the old person in us with all our sins and evil desires is to be drowned and die through daily sorrow for sin and through repentance. And on the other hand, that a daily new person is to come forth and rise up to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And then Luther quotes Romans 6. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. The things that God does in the darkness, in our darkness, bringing us to new life. We are called by the word and the promise of God in holy baptism to be born anew each and every day. We can do that in trusting in the truth that God is with us, in the order and in the chaos. The good news is also that we do not do this alone. God is with us, and God gives us a community. God gives us the church to love and to support us as we journey through this broken world that we so easily mess up. We're part of a new creation in Christ, and we see the restoration God has unleashed into the world. The chaos of this world, good or bad, we know we can get through it because we know that we are not alone. The God that created you created the world out of a formless void. And the God who created the world out of a formless void is with you. Think about that, how powerful that truth is. The God who created the world out of a formless void is with you. The word that commences creation into being became human. The God who pursues us died for you. In Mark chapter 1, verse 10, as Jesus is baptized, that we heard today, we hear that the heavens are torn, right? The heavens are split. There's a Greek word for that, and it's gospel in chapter 15, verse 38, that same word is used. Jesus is crying out with a loud voice, having breathed his last. And what happens to the temple curtain? It's torn in two from top to bottom. Right? So people that love literary stuff, English stuff, they're going to like that bookend, right? The tearing of the heavens, the tearing of the temple. What was that curtain doing? Separating us from the Holy of Holies, right? So in Christ, nothing separates us. Heaven and earth, nothing separates us from Jesus. There's nothing that can separate us from God in the love of Christ. There's another bookend here. At Jesus' baptism, what is the voice from heaven say? You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Let's go towards the end of Mark's gospel. Jesus is dying, he's dead on the cross. What does the centurion say? Truly this man was the son, was God's son. Okay. Also points us to the cross. Baptism of our Lord puts Jesus on a journey to the cross, paving the way for us to follow. And how is that revealed? That Jesus is God's son on the cross. And at Holy Baptism, God says to you, you are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And then we're marked with the cross of Christ, forever joined to our Savior in life and in death. And we cling to that promise of eternal life. So as others are journeying through the chaos of this world, may they see light and beauty in the new creation that we are all a part of. May they see our joy in the Savior we have placed our faith, trust, and hope. And may the love of Jesus that we share and receive bring forth such beauty that it gives us a glimpse of the kingdom of God and a reminder of the God who is with us always. Thanks be to God.
Time I'd like to invite forward anybody who's been elected or re-elected to an office in the church. People have been elected to positions of leadership. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ, sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now with these sisters and brothers, that these sisters and brothers will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. Reading from 1 Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support, so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help you. You turn and face the congregation. People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized?
Amen.
now declare you installed as Christian education and council members of this congregation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God bless you and direct your days and your deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Let us give thanks for these. Please rise to read.
Thank you.
we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. Inspire wisdom and spirit, and a spirit of proclamation in your church. Uplift leaders to share the truth of your word and community. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Michael, our presiding bishop pro tem, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Encourage us to live into the promises of baptism, working for justice and peace in all the world. God of grace, renew your creation. May fields flourish and grow. Summon the stewards and caretakers of the land to cherish your good works. God of grace, give strength to your leaders. Raise up leaders committed to equity and healing. Grant them discernment and compassion as they lead in love. God of grace, protect and cherish the most vulnerable among us. Accompany those separated from family or hurting from broken relationships. Shelter our unhoused neighbors and any experiencing poverty. Protect those incarcerated in prisons and detention centers. Care for the sick and suffering, especially Charlie, Justin, Susie, Scott and Connie, Donna, John, Robert, Joellen, Pat, Dixon, Brent, Debbie, Candace, Cheryl, Dave, Theodore, and family, Cheryl, Jean, Owen, Bill, Jessica and her twins, Wesley and Wyatt, Jim, Caitlin, and twins, JP and Ellie, and our homebound. God of grace, encourage this congregation. Guide us in accompanying, learning from, and serving our neighbors on the margins, following the example of Jesus. God of grace, trusting the assurance of the Holy Spirit, we remember all who have died and rest in God's care. Give hope to those who grieve, even as we rest in your eternal promise of resurrection. God of grace,
all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you, and strengthen you. We continue our song after the evening.
Now and forever. Nice job, Jenny.